Did I go drinking with hobbits this year? You bet I did. Hear all my stories and escapades from DragonCon 2023. Learn what new musical pin is in my store now and how I'm keeping them organized through upcycling. This is Pub Songs and Stories number 274. Welcome to Pub Songs and Stories. I am Mark Gunn. I'm a rhythm and folk musician and podcaster, and I perform at Iron Shield Brewing in Lawrenceville, Georgia this Saturday. Now, if you're new to the show, please follow us on your favorite podcatcher. You can do that at pubsong.com, or even better, you can subscribe and download all of my songs in this show. And the last one, just send an email to pubsong@keltfather.net. You will get an autoresponder to download the month's songs. You will also get subscribe link. It's quick and easy. And while you're emailing me to get your free EP, let me know what you're doing while listening to this episode. pubsong@keltfather.net. DragonCon was absolutely fantastic this year. I had a wonderful time, and I'm going to tell you all about it in a moment, but one of the things that I learned and the challenges that I learned turned out super useful. So for you, those who don't know, I have musical pins. This is where you say, you have musical pins? That's very important. So whenever I mention pins or CDs, then you say, you have CDs or musical pins, whatever. That's your job. You might be doing it for everything I say in this entire episode. You have an episode? No. Seriously, though. So I have these musical pens. Musical pens are basically lapel pens or enamel pens that you might see it certainly at science fiction conventions and other places as well. They're really cool. They usually have a little cool design, maybe, or some phrase that really suits you. That's kind of the whole idea behind the enamel pen. Now, we call them musical pins because not only do you get a pin, but each pin is themed to a specific album that I have released. And I have a whole bunch. I have things, one that's for my Don't Go Drinking with Hobbits album. It has a, it's a Hobbit's Life. There's another one that's Take My Love for Firefly. There's Kilted for Your Pleasure. There's Selkuth. There's a whole bunch of little phrases that sort of work for you, or might have a cool picture, like the Come Adventure With Me has this great dragon or the compass. Two really cool images. And of course, the best part about the musical pen is that when you buy the pen, you get a digital download to the related album. So you can essentially wear your album on your sleeve, he says as he points at his sleeve. You can, but it's a way to combine the imagery of a specific album with the album so you can listen to it. This is just great for those who don't have used CDs anymore. It's just fantastic. Well, I'm in the process of changing how I sell things at shows. That's because CDs are, again, they're losing popularity. So I wanted to put a focus at Dragon Con this year on the musical pens. And so we got a new display and whatnot. But one of the problems we had was organizing the pens. I was like, how do I do this? I had a box and I put some in these little baggies at one point. Actually, I think I just had them sitting in the box in various sort of containers, and then eventually they were put in some bags. But then there's the download code that has to go with it, and it just got really confusing, and I was like having trouble figuring out how to basically sell them and how to organize them so that I can sell them more effectively, right? So this is what I did after Dragon Con. Dragon Con ended, and I decided to grab some of those boxes, some of the boxes that I have around my house, and to upcycle them, basically to redesign them and use them specifically to hold my album pens. And so I took this small little box. I think it had some of the postcards that I used to display the album, the track listing and everything. I had some of those postcards. So I took that small box, and then I cut up some cardboard that I have, and I made little dividers, and I put little album, the musical pens in each of these little containers. So all of a sudden I had a really cool way of storing them. Then I made a little cover for it so that you could see which pen is which, and you could just put it on the table and display it that way as well. And I eventually added the prices and such onto the back of the top of the case so that you could see it as well. So all in all, what I got really excited about was the fact that I was able to upcycle it, to reuse the boxes and things that I have to better sell stuff, but also not use plastic, because that was the first recommendation I had from someone who sold enamel pens. And she had this wonderful, beautiful container, and it was plastic, and full-on plastic. And the thing about plastic is it breaks. It can last for a while, but it breaks. And then what happens? Well, you can't really recycle that sort of plastic. So I wanted something that was reusable, recyclable. And that's ultimately what I did. And yes, I will have to rebuild these in the future. But overall, I was really pleased with the results. If you want to check out my album pens or musical pens, you can go to my store at magerecords.com. The latest one that is out is Kilted for Your Pleasure. It is linked to my Kilted for Her Pleasure album, and you can get that again at magerecords.com. What are you doing to recycle or upcycle stuff at your home? I'd love to hear about it. Send me an email, pubsong@kiltfather.net. Upcoming shows. This Saturday, I am back at Iron Shield Brewing. I'm so happy to be going back there. It's in Lawrenceville, Georgia, from 5:30 to 8:30. October 13th, I'll be there again, this time from 6 to 9 p.m. And then October 19th is my next Bandcamp internet concert. Now, Bandcamp is where I do a paid ticket show. Last one was on the 14th, and we had a great show. About 13 people showed up. A wonderful number. Usually what I do is I sing a few songs and then I take requests. This time I did St. Patrick's Day songs, and then I played a whole bunch of song requests from people. It was a lot of fun. Come join me for that. Remember, the tickets are $20, but if you buy them and you're a patron, you can save 50% off your ticket price. So sign up as a patron and it's a lot cheaper. October 20th through 22nd, Multiverse Con here in Atlanta. And now I want to skip ahead into December really quick because there are two big events that are coming up. Number one is December 10th is Nerdy Noel in Huntsville, Alabama. I did one in a midsummer version that they did this past year. It was really fun. This time it's going to be the holiday Christmas version of that again in Huntsville. Now, the week before that is Nerdy Wonderland right here in Atlanta area, Avondale Estates to be particular, The Lost Druid to be even more particular. Basically, my friend Amanda Carmen and I, Amanda is an artist and she does a lot of the conventions around town. And one of the things that I learned from the Nerdy Noel event was that there are a lot of vendors who are looking for places to sell their goods during the holiday season. And what better way to do that than have an actual event that's scheduled for nerds and geeks and people who like all the stuff that's found at science fiction convention in the vendors halls. So Amanda and I have decided we are going to put our own together with the permission of Nerdy Noel because we're basically using their exact format. Like it's there's no cost to attend. It's going to be pretty small. And again, the goal is to help out the vendors. So that all said, I need some help. So I'm looking for some volunteers who would like to help out for this big event. Things that you can do include helping to promote the event, you know, helping at the event at the time of the event. We would love some help there. And of course, we are looking for some vendors. So we have a handful that we initially picked. We're going to reach out to them. But if you would like to be a part of this event, then drop us an email. You can email me, mark.gunn@gmail.com, or just send it to pubsong@keltfather.net. Quick and easy way. pubsong@keltfather.net. Let me know if you're interested in volunteering to help out, to promote the event, to work at the event, or even to if you know some vendors. Or if you can always email the vendors and say, hey, there's this event coming and we would love it if you would attend as well. So let's make this happen. Go check it out. And I hope to see you at one of these upcoming events in the near future. All right, we're going to play some music from Dan the Bard. He was at Gen Con at the Comedy Music Cabaret that we put on, in fact. This is from his album Unicorns and Dragons. It's a song, a drinking song called Drink, Drink, Drink.
Last night, the mayor of Bristol, he took the minstrels in, and we drank a pint or two, or a 9 or 17, and we sang for them all of the drinking songs we knew, and then we stayed all night until the early morning dew. Stumbled out the door this morning in July, and we heard a couple say that the queen was coming by, and we laughed at the doubt bells clearing off the street. If the queen was really coming, how'd the mayor forget? He drank, 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 till he stank, 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 then he threw up in the gutter all of Bristol's beer. Now the queen had come to see his humble home, the procrastinate aristocrat had failed his post. So we drink, 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 till we stink, 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 and we throw up in the gutter all of Bristol's beer. The queen has come at last, so let's all raise a glass. We'll drink the town so dry and raise a rousing cheer. Hip hip! Well, the mayor goes out into every pub in town, the dirty duck, the pig and whistle, and the rose and crown, and the crows and some Tuscany did welcome every louse, and then we ended up a-drinking at the town square public house. The mayor thought it grand meant for all of us to stand upon the balcony so high, far above the ground below. There we smoked tobacco, we drank some sherry sack, for the queen would be a-coming in an hour or so. We drank, 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 while we think, the simple joys of alcohol and in sobriety. If we drank enough, it wouldn't be so rough when the queen cut off our heads from prepared were we. So we drink, 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 till we stink, stink, stink. We throw up in the gutter all of Bristol's beer. The queen is come at last, so let's all raise a glass. We'll drink the town so dry and raise a rousing cheer. Hip hip! Aha! Well, the queen then arrived on her horse so tall and high, and we fell upon the ground, for we knew that we would die. For the good folks of Bristol did work so long and hard, while the mayor and the minstrels drank a toast to the bard. The queen looked us over and she frowned in discontent, and she said, wherefore is't there such lament? It's a festival, no funeral, so grab a cup of wine and party in the shire like it's 1599. So we drank, 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 every rank, rank, rank of the clergy, merchants, artists, and nobility. We need the sober folks, but it's us drunken blokes that make the music, dancing, and the revelry. So we drink, 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 till we stink, stink, stink. We throw up in the gutter all of Bristol's beer. The queen has come at last, so let's all raise a glass. We'll drink the town so dry and raise a rousing cheer. Hip hip huzzah!
Hey, remember to join the club. This show is brought to you by my Gunrunners on Patreon. If you enjoy this podcast or my music, please join the club. Every week you get bonus podcasts, downloadable songs, printed sheet music, blogs, or stories from the road. Plus, you'll get access weekly to my Coffee with Kelt Father video series. You can sign up for as little as $5 per month and save 15% with an annual membership. Thanks to my newest Gunrunners on Patreon, DWS, Melissa Randall, A. Lynch, Tracy Gerard Turner, Michelle Hahn, Lisa, David Willer, Joe Navarre, Tracy O'Shea, Antoinette Brignon, John Dowling, Kate Smith, Gina Coliani, Ruth Okoya, Gordy Euler, Ian Benson, Carrie Komai, Danin Tavona, Tom DeGeno, and Mazer. I really appreciate all of your generous support for my music and this podcast. And if you can't support, you know, me financially, that's okay. You can always leave a review for free. You can do that over on Apple Podcasts. Once again, I had an absolutely amazing time at Dragon Con. It has gotten so much better. I gotta say, it's gotten so much better since my wife could attend. Now that we're living in Atlanta, and you know, I've been playing at Dragon Con since 2002, and in the past, my family could never come. I think they came once in like 2009. We were living in Birmingham. 2010, maybe. We were living in Birmingham at the time. So they came one time, Kenzie and Inara. Oh, actually, it would have been like 2011 because Kenzie was a little bigger. Nevertheless, it was crazy. And I was all manic and stressed because I was trying to put on a show and whatnot. And it was not the optimal experience. But the past 2 years, everything's been different because, number one, we have friends living in Atlanta. So my wife gets to hang out with friends, and it's not hanging around me, which, you know, I can get kind of stressed sometimes when I'm at some of these shows. So, yeah, I had a wonderful time, though, because we got to hang out. Just hang out and relax. Now, I did do lots of shows, obviously. On Thursday night, there was the geeky sea shanties is what they called it. And I got to sing some traditional sea shanties. I got to sing my cat shanty, which I debuted on the Irish Drinking Songs for Cat Lovers virtual show at Dragon Con, which was really cool. It went off great. People love the song. One of these days I'll share it. If you're not a patron, if you are a patron, you've probably already heard it. But if you're not a patron, go over to Patreon, sign up, because it's a great way to get on top of that. In any case, I did the show. That was so much fun. That's where we get to all the musicians from performing it with the Filk track gather together, and they sing songs. And usually it's pretty lo-fi. There's like one microphone, and it's mostly about the singing, because that's what sea shanties are all about. Afterwards, I went and hung out with Gwen and my friends, which was wonderful. And I also, one of the things I learned over the past years, drinking with hobbits and among other things, is that you start off light. Just relax. Don't drink too much at the beginning. So I didn't drink much. I had a wonderful evening. We went and danced and had a good time. And then Friday morning, got up and did my first panels, which were with the Filk track. Included What is Filk and Filk and Cookies. That's where we basically have a Filk circle. It occurs to me that some of you might not know what Filk is. Filk is the music of fandom. It is a lot of stuff you'll hear at science fiction conventions. There's a lot of parodies. There are traditional Irish and Scottish songs and folk songs, and a lot of original songs as well. A lot of what I do is considered Filk. And it's a wonderful thing, but it's all about the community. And so this is what the community did. We got together in this room and we sang some songs. Yes, the entertainers, who are the official members of the track, each got to sing a song. But then some of the people in the audience came up, and this one guy came up and he was like, I came here accidentally like 3 or 4 years ago, and now here I am singing a song, which is just, that's what's magical about some of the conventions. The rest of the day was great. In the evening was Firefly Drinking Songs. I got to do that with Mikey Mason, and oh my gosh, what a ride. It was just a huge powerhouse of a show. We had people, you know, there's Jane's dancing and Mal's dancing and us, Mikey and I, just going back and forth. It was a little bit more integrated than we've done in the past. I decided I want Mikey to be more a part of the show, because it's again, Philk is about community. And so he does half the songs, I do half the songs, and then we just bring it all together for a magical just experience. One of the things that struck me was interesting is whenever I do these shows, I always look into the audience and see how people are acting and interacting and leaving. That's true. Sometimes you get to an event and you're like, oh, I don't want to be there. And you see people leave. I don't think a single person left. That's not true. I saw one guy leave. He came back. I think he went to the bathroom. But it was just incredible. So much energy, so much joy and happiness and love for this no longer available TV show. So we still love it. And it's still going strong. Saturday was the Brobdingnagian Bards Day. We started off, actually, before that even started with the music, though. Gwen and some friends and I, we got a hotel downtown for a couple evenings. And we got out there, we woke up in the morning, and we were going to go to the parade. And we got the idea, you know, what's great about parades? Having kids at parades. So Inara came down. And she got to watch the parade, and that was just wonderful, seeing the expressions on her face. I mean, the costumes are amazing, and I love that experience. But there's nothing like seeing it from the viewpoint of an 8-year-old who's experiencing it. Now, my highlights for the event, it was wonderful seeing Carol. She was with the Doctor Who crew. She was dressed as Stormageddon out there. I think I have a picture of her. I'll post that at some point. Along with some of the pictures. I need to put them over on Facebook at some point. But my absolute favorite thing was the Jawas at the end. At the very end of the parade, there were Jawas, and they had all these items that they had procured. So there was the Infinity Gauntlet from Avengers Endgame, and there was a TARDIS. That was really cool. I felt like they had also, like, wasn't there a helmet from Iron Man or something? I don't know. They just had so much fun with it. It was just so cool. And then, of course, the very last thing at the parade of the Jawa section was a Sandcrawler, which just made my 10-year-old heart explode. I was just like, whoa! Ah, I was like, oh my God, it was amazing. After that, it was time to work, so I ran over to the stage for the concourse stage where Andrew and I did our first show of the convention together. And it was a fun, upbeat show. We started like 15 minutes. We got there, you know, it takes us 2 seconds to get our gear together and plug in. And we played for 15 minutes, no problems. And then all of a sudden, the show actually started. The Clyde, who runs the stage, was like, okay, and now it's time for the Bards. Oh, we've been playing for 15 minutes. And I think that's when we actually had two mistakes. Andrew forgot lyrics, which was mind-blowing. He doesn't ever forget lyrics. And then I was forgetting chords on ducats or something. It was just frustrating. Nevertheless, the show still went really well. People had a lot of fun. And we got to bring back our song that we had first introduced last year, which is Love Song to Alcohol, which I've been playing a little bit through the year, so I knew it a little bit better, which was wonderful, because all of a sudden I could, you know, actually do the song and whatnot. And so, yeah, we got to interact with our audience, because it is an interactive song. You know, you have to tell us types of alcohol that you like, and then people, you know, throw out their favorites, and we sing about them. So it was just absolutely a blast. The evening, I did a D&D group sing. It was, and that was a lot of fun. However, I did make a mistake. I started off with, I wrote this song called Dragon's Graveyard, Sister Sister, it's also called. And it was inspired by the D&D animated series, the episode Dragon's Graveyard. Now, in the song, it has this great chorus. Sister, sister, I'm tired of this place. It's been a while since a smile lit my face. Path was clear, now I see a faint trace. I'm still looking for home. Which is, you know, it's a lovely song. I think it's, but not at the beginning of this show. I started that song. That was my first song for the show, and it was not a good choice. But whatever. You know, we have a whole bunch of entertainers, lots of good D&D songs, and we were able to pull it together. Andrew sang a song, and then I did Those Are Characters Who Died, about all the characters that died of mine. And that's on my CD, Sci-Fi Drinking Songs. In fact, let me play it right here.
A rat robbed a dragon, level 32, beware. Little did he know, it was Tiamat's lair. Runt went to Tiamat to seek his revenge. His hairy halfling toes were completely singed. Dag was backstabbed drinking a beer. What a way to end his career. Those are characters who died, died. 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 They were all my characters, and they died. Kablina wore a quiver of Alana on his back, a staff of the Magi he wielded for attacks, with magic rings and cloaks and spells he couldn't lose. A giant got a crick, he was knocked out of his shoes. Kablina saved kingdoms, for heaven's sake. I can't believe that he died. Those are characters who died, 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 died. They were all my characters, and they died. Kef was bitten by an ugly lycanthrope. He lived a happy life, but then was strangled by a rogue. Sir Feta was a paladin and defender of the faith. He was killed by undead and came back as a wraith. That wraith killed King Zimbar. They were characters of mine. Those are characters who died, died. 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 They were all my characters, and they died. Kathnig was an elf who wasn't quite right. He hacked off body parts and started organ fights. He took a horde of hobgoblins all alone. Body parts started flying, one caught him in a bone. Kathnig only smiled at the irony before he died. Those are characters who died, 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 died. They were all my characters, and they died. A roll of the dice, and Koo Stronghold was the best, with his falchion sword and leather armor on his chest. He summoned a pseudo-dragon and rode a magic rug, till his familiar was enfeebled by one of his own thugs. Then Koo Stronghold was killed by his enfeebled dragon. Why did they have to die? Those are characters who died, died. 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 They were all my characters, and they died. Nahanta was a cleric, as wise as can be. He got a ring of wishes while only level 3. What kind of dungeon master would let him raise his stats? It was me, so I killed him off with vampire bats. I don't remember him, but he died. Those are characters who died, 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 died. They were all my characters, and they died. Krell was a magic user, thief, acrobat, a good gray elf with a familiar black cat. No way he could be defeated while in the Dirkwood Forest. His psionics got him killed in a battle with a florist? A florist? Really? Is that what happened? How did he die? Those are characters who died, died. 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 They were all my characters, and they died. Delmar was a fighter of great renown. He fought so well that he won the Greyhawk throne. 1,000 hit points in a Monty Hall campaign. He died fighting gods and had to flush him down the drain. Delmar should have died sooner. He was a character of mine. Those are characters who died, died. 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 They were all my characters, and they died. memories flooded back, and I'm telling you the truth. I look back now and wonder how on earth I lasted with so many characters lying dead in their caskets. I have so many fond memories of how they all died. Those are characters who died, 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 died. They were all my characters, and they died.
I love that song. It's a lot of fun. I did learn something, actually, while I was up on stage singing that song, and that was that one of the problems I've had with playing that song in the past is the fact that it's very taxing to shout, died, died, for me, when I also have to sing. But if I get the audience singing it or shouting it, woohoo! It was just... After that, the group D&D group sing was the Broadway Night and Bard show, and what struck me wonderful about that was I think the show was probably maybe 2/3, 4/5 full, which felt like it was growing. This is one of the things that I've thought about with the Bard's music, and one of the challenges has been over the past, 10 years or so, we've been a cover band of ourselves. We play the same songs over and over again. We've had nothing new, unless we brought in one of our original songs from our own sets, which we haven't worked out details for that yet. So this time I was like, well, maybe we can mix things up a little bit. And, we're starting to write some new material. And so I'm starting to add those songs into our sets, which means that we are no longer just a cover band of ourselves. In fact, we are now doing original new music again. So, including that same love song to alcohol that I mentioned earlier. We got to do that, and people were getting into it. And they were really getting into the, you have musical pens, you have CDs, you have whatever. You know, it was getting out of hand in a wonderful way. So, in any case, that show was just, it was a great evening, a great show, and then that was pretty much closed out the evening. I think we might have gone out for a little bit with the group, but it was mostly, that was about we were about done at that point in time. But what if, the other funny thing for the show was, my wife got me a rum bucket, which is exactly what it sounds like. It's a little bucket, small little bucket, I don't know, 3 inches and 3 or 4 inches in diameter. And she got me this rum bucket, which I was drinking and I'm sipping because, again, I still have one more big show, Hobbit Drinking Songs, on Sunday night. So I'm not going to, get trash sooner. I'm going to pace myself. But she ended up buying one for Andrew, and he slams it on stage. Not only have I never seen him slam a drink before, an alcoholic drink before, but it was just shocking. I was like, what is happening here? This is mind blown. What a fun show. So Sunday morning, I had a panel, which was called How to Write Drinking Songs. And I meant to plan out what I was going to be doing. Instead, I kind of winged it. And I spent like an hour before the show, thinking about it, and I decided to basically, talk about my exploration and learning how to write drinking songs, and what a good drinking song is, and what a bad one is, and the examples of that I've written, and what a drinking song is. I was happy to see that most of the audience was not thinking that a drinking song had anything to do with alcohol, because it doesn't. It's about singing, and in the process, not only did we do did they learn about drinking songs, but I was, teaching them some drinking songs in the process. And it was just a really good experience. And at the end of it, I had a few people come up and say, wow, that was a great show. And I was like, oh yeah, it was a show, wasn't it? I mean, I didn't mean it exactly to be one, but it turned out to be a really great show. So the final Bard show of the weekend was Hobbit Drinking Songs in the Evening. We had a couple of hiccups with that one. Number one, I thought we were going to be in a bigger room, the room next door we were in the year before. And it was a huge room with lots of seating. This time we were in the same room that they did Evening at Bree, which was disappointing because I don't like that room. It's very long, and they have the sound set up in a weird way. And because of the distance and the proximity and all this, my wireless setup didn't work nearly as well. So, I was just really kind of bummed about that. I think everything went well from the audio perspective. Now, but from our perspective, a little bit less. So they also had like this huge distance between us and the first seats in the place, which I think might have been about the same distance in the other room. The difference was, again, the shape of the room. It just comes off feeling weird. Instead, a whole bunch of people use that as a dancing spot, which was fine, except at the end when we got to the ballads. That's where I was like, I like these ballads, and you can't, these aren't dancing ballads. But they were having fun, so that's really what it boiled down to. Now, when I started the show, I was 100% sober. By the end of the show, I was not. People were giving me alcohol, and I was drinking it. So it was like, well, my weekend's pretty much done. I have one more show, but I'm pretty much done. So we had a wonderful evening hanging out with our friends. I don't even remember what we did at that point in time, but it was a good evening. It was a great evening. I think we've been dancing again, but what a fun evening. So I had a great time. Monday morning, though, I had to get up and continue. I was apparently I wasn't hungover, so that's always a good sign. Of course, the Hobbit drinking songs was really early in the evening, so that was part of the reason. But we get to the, the final show, a live Pub Songs and Stories podcast recording. I was really excited about this. Number one, my voice was in better shape than it's been, just about ever. it was just really good shape. And so I get down there. Now, it was listed as Irish pub songs. That was the only thing that was a little bit, oh, God, does this mean I have to play Irish pub songs? No, of course not. Because, I do what I do. And I did sing some traditional Irish songs, and some people were there specifically for that. But it didn't take too long for them to realize that it was going to be more than just Irish pub songs, and they were singing along to other songs as well. So it was a fun show, great audience interaction. I had a wonderful time, and what a great way to close the convention. All in all, a spectacular weekend, and I can't wait to do it again next year. So I hope you will come join us in 2024 at Dragon Con, because everything should go smoothly. Knock on wood, knock, knock, knock. You can find pictures and more over on our Facebook pages, mine and the Brobdingnagian Bards. I was trying to figure out what to play for the ending song. I thought I wanted a good drinking song, and I ended up going back to Going for Brogue, which is an album I released, I think, in 2008 or 2009. I was basically singing with a broguish accent, an Irish brogue, and this is A Drop of Nelson's Blood, the old version. I hope you enjoy it, and I hope you will continue to listen and come back again next time, because I've got some more great stuff coming up. I'm hoping I can get to the story of my Celtic invasion of Ireland this year, so that might be coming soon. So in the meantime, here's A Drop of Nelson's Blood. A drop of Nelson's blood wouldn't do us any harm. A drop of Nelson's blood wouldn't do us any harm. A drop of Nelson's blood wouldn't do us any harm. And we'll all hang on behind it. Yeah! We'll roll the golden chariot along. We'll roll the golden chariot along. We'll roll the golden chariot along. And we'll all hang on behind it. Yeah! A plate of Irish stew wouldn't do us any harm. A plate of Irish stew wouldn't do us any harm. A plate of Irish stew wouldn't do us any harm. And we'll all hang on behind it. Behind.
If the devil's in the road, we'll roll over him, and we'll all hang on behind. We'll roll the golden chariot along. We'll roll the golden chariot along. We'll roll the golden chariot along, and we'll all hang on behind. We'll roll the golden chariot along. We'll roll the golden chariot along. We'll roll the golden chariot along. We'll all hang on behind.
Thank you for listening to Pub Songs and Stories. The show is brought to you by my Gunrunners on Patreon. Sign up for new podcasts, videos, and songs every month. The show is edited by Mitchell Peterson with graphics by Miranda Nelson Designs. You can follow and listen to the show wherever you find podcasts. Sign up to my mailing list to read the show notes for this episode and find out where I'm performing. And of course, please tell one friend about this podcast. Word of mouth is the absolute best way to support any creative endeavor. Have fun and sing along at pubsong.com. And remember, reuse, reduce, recycle, and think about how you can make a positive impact on your environment. Sláinte.